Welcome back. Now, you did the exercise, didn't you? I'm assuming you really followed through. If you didn't, stop this tape now and go back and do this. This is my poor impression of Sam Kinison. I'm going to come get you unless you make a change. Back to our story. As you review your beliefs now, knowing you've done this, what have you learned? Now, circle three of the empowering beliefs, the most empowering beliefs on your list, and ask yourself a couple questions. How does this belief really empower me? How does it strengthen my life? Once you've done this, by being aware of these beliefs, I can promise you, you'll use them more. Now do the opposite. Go to the opposite list and circle the two most limiting beliefs you have. The two that hold you back the most, that keep you really from achieving what you want. Look at their consequences to your life. Feel the pain that comes from what they're cheating you out of. And decide once and for all that you're no longer willing to pay the price that they're charging you for your life. Knock the legs out from under them by asking yourself questions like, how is this belief ridiculous or absurd? And really take the time to answer it. Was the person I learned this belief from worth modeling in this area? Were they an expert? Were they producing results? Ask yourself, what will it ultimately cost me emotionally if I don't let go of this belief? What will it ultimately cost me in my relationships? What will it cost me physically or financially? What will it cost my family or my loved ones if I don't change this belief? Your goal is to get some leverage on yourself. In addition, these questions will begin the process of linking pain to your old beliefs. So concentrate on the aspects of your answers. Link these limiting beliefs to such intense pain that you'll want to rid yourselves of them forever. Then write down the replacements. What will you now believe instead that'll empower you? If you're not getting the results you want in your life, I suggest that you ask yourself, what would I have to believe in order to succeed in this situation? Or who's already succeeding in this area? And what do they believe differently than I do that's probably helping them to succeed? Or what's necessary to believe in order to succeed in this situation? By asking these questions, you may very well discover the key belief that's really been eluding you. And if you're experiencing pain, if you feel challenged or frustrated or angry, you may want to ask yourself, what would I have to believe in order to feel the way I do right now? See, the miracle of this simple process is that it will help you to uncover the beliefs that you're not even aware of that you have and that are limiting you. For example, if you're feeling depressed and you ask yourself, what would I have to believe in order to feel depressed? You'll probably come up with something that relates to the future, like I'm believing that things will never get better or that there's no hope. And when you hear these beliefs verbalized, you might well think, I don't believe that. I feel bad right now, but I know sooner or later it's going to get better. Things aren't going to be bad forever. This too shall pass. Or you may just decide that a belief about having problems permanently is totally destructive and one you're not willing to even consider again. And this will affect you not only now, but it'll affect all of your beliefs in the future as well. Beliefs have the awesome potential to create or to destroy. Your beliefs can give you the power to create massive, immediate, and empowering changes in your life, or they can smother any hope you have for a better future. I believe you picked up this tape because deep down inside, you decided you no longer want to settle for less than the best. You know you're capable of more. Are you ready now to harness the power to create the vision that you want? Then simply learn to choose the beliefs that empower you, to create convictions that drive you in the direction, the destiny that calls to the highest that's within you. There is absolutely no reason to settle for anything less.